This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I have a question. You know, we all love football, especially here in Western New York, because we got our Bills to root for. But how much, how much protest, quote-quote, or disrespect, quote-quote, will you take with your football? The head coach, McDermott, is on record as saying, we will support our team. Boom. Plain and simple. Will you take a knee? The insinuation was yes. A couple of other head coaches and their teams are going to take knees. And to me, that is disrespectful of our country, disrespectful of our flag when the national anthem is being played. So I would not deal with that. What I'm saying is I'll take none. I will take no disrespect for the flag or the country, plain and simple. And I'm a man without guilt. Without any kind of guilt, no matter how they try and pin some kind of guilt on you. My grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side came from Italy after slavery, okay? My grandmother and grandfather on my father's side came from Finland after slavery. I have never had any kind of a problem. I have never had a situation where I did or didn't hire somebody because they were black. Everybody that I know of that I've dealt with, I've treated fairly and honestly and equally. So I'm not going to assume guilt. I'm not going to assume anybody else's guilt. I have nothing to feel guilty about. And therefore, when I watch football, I want to watch football. I don't want to get in the middle of another social distancing, in this case, talking about slavery and things like that. I'm watching football. And you can save it, but don't put it on during the anthem. If you want to do it in the locker room, that's fine. You want to do it where the cameras are off, that's fine. But don't drag me into it, because I won't accept it. If I see it, like I saw a video of a high school baseball team 2 days ago. The team was lined up either on the first or the third baseline, couldn't quite tell, all taking a knee. I see that one time, I'm done. I am done. I'm sick of it. And Tony, how much of it will you accept, if any?
Well, first of all, you have to let everybody know that when you look at a locker room in any sport, it is very important to have harmony. Everybody needs to get along. Everyone needs to be on the same page. What you're hearing from Roger Goodell and what you're hearing from these NFL coaches is they're placating their players. That's all they are doing. They're pandering. They want to keep harmony in the locker room. You know, you look at the Buffalo Bills. They're expected to have a really good season. And the last thing that they need is division. They remember in 2000. 2016, that there was division within some of the teams. So you have to take a look at it that way. You know, I'm all for protesting. I'm all for dialogue. I'm all for equal rights. I think racism is disgusting. And, you know, as I've heard from several people in the black community, nationally and locally, saying we need dialogue. We need to talk. I'm all for that. Let's come up with a platform where we can get where we could sit down and we could hear both sides and hear everybody's opinions on what is going on. As for the game, I plan on tuning into NFL football 10 minutes after kickoff. I don't want to put myself through that. I've stated before, my son is a huge NFL fan, and I'm not going to rain on his parade. I have had a talk with him the other day because he does listen to the show when Jeannie's in the kitchen doing her work. So the radio is playing right now. So I had the discussion with him. I talked to him about it. I gave him my opinions, and you know, he seemed like he understood. But I told him, I says, I'm not going to dampen your spirits. I want you to continue to root, cheer for your favorite players, your favorite team, and we'll go forward from there. But if it becomes more of a distraction during the game, I'm gone.
Okay, Mr. Buzzy Beamer, you got the game on?
Yeah,
and
you know,
it's time for the national anthem, and the team and the coaches are kneeling. How much of that will you take? Will you care at all? Won't impress you? Or does it overly impress you? Give me your thoughts.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I'm going to watch the NFL regardless. Yes, when the anthem comes on, I'm standing if I'm at the game. And let me tell you this. It puts a bad taste in my mouth to see people kneeling. And for this reason, Sandy, my last two Friday shows, as well as online, on Twitter and Facebook, I've asked, why does it have to be the anthem? Why does the protest have to be during the anthem? I am open to listening. Why the anthem? And like Tony said, I'm open to protest, and I'm open to having a conversation. But here's the thing. You kneeling during the anthem isn't having the conversation of how can we make police and relationships better? What reforms can we put into place? Reforms, by the way, that are being put into place all over the country right now as we speak. But kneeling for the anthem, we're not having that conversation. What conversation are we having instead? Why are you kneeling during the anthem? Why does the protest have to be during the anthem? I'd love an answer to that question. And then maybe I can understand why you've picked the anthem to do the kneeling. But my answer for the NFL is do what college football does. Have the anthem before the teams come out, and the fans that want to stand can stand. And if a player wants to go out of their way to go on the field and kneel during the anthem before the teams are out there, then there you go. But again, I'd be more open, I'd be more understanding if you just tell me why during the anthem.
But this too. If you are against players kneeling, you're a racist.
Yeah, well, that's baloney. The bottom line is, Buzzy, there's a reason why they do it during the anthem. Kaepernick chose the anthem because of a disrespect to the country. He sees the whatever grievance they might have with police here and there as part of an overall thought process of what's going on in the country. So the best way to protest against the country is during the anthem, because that's when people are standing. They have their hand over their heart, or if they're military, they might be saluting, and that's what they don't like. They don't like the fact that people are doing that, and the best way to show off and get the most attention is to do it during the anthem. So that's why they're doing it. It'll be very interesting to see. Both of you guys have some common sense about allowing it, but not allowing it during the anthem.
Yeah, take a knee after you score a touchdown.
And keep in mind, when I wrote this, protest or disrespect, it can be more than taking a knee. It can be anything they want. You know what happened when they were just doing special things because they scored a touchdown. Pretty soon they had more than just the running back or the receiver. They had other people involved with it. They had dance routines. They had for a coach to go all in, as McDermott has, is a mistake, because right now you're talking about kneeling during the anthem. Who the hell knows what's next? And you're going to sit there and grind your teeth while you're the one that paid for that seat. You're the one that, by watching it on television, allows them to get multi-billion-dollar contracts. So it's more than that. That's what it is now. Who knows what it'll be as they each come up with their own set of things that they're upset about, more reparation stuff. Remember, the NFL gave them, if I'm not mistaken, $400 million a season ago to work on getting more dialogue, getting things done. Now, I don't recall any update as to what they've done with the $400 million, but it sure as hell hasn't gotten any better. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls, your emails, your texts. How much protest or disrespect will you take with your football? Count me down as none. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. A couple of quotes from this Jay Skursky article. The headline on the article is Bills coach will support players and respect their position on things, and McDermott will back players' protests. A couple of quotes from the article. We're always going to respect their position on things, and then we're going to do our part in listening and trying to educate ourselves, following it up with love. That's really, to me, the right way to go about things. That's what we're all about. No hidden agenda, trying to do things the right way. It starts with respect and ends with love. So it looks to me like that's an all-in. In poker, that's what's called an all-in. You take all your chips that are in front of you, and you push them toward the middle, and everything you've got is on this. It seems like the Bills are going all in not to offend minority players, and that's basically it. And I have no problem with legitimate protests, and if you agree, agree. If you disagree, disagree. But disagreeing is not part of this. You can tell that from that article. I think if most of the team decides to take a knee, all of them will be taking a knee. Make no mistake about it. There won't be any lone wolves out there. Yeah, even though they're rough and tough on the football field, they don't want to be left out. They don't want to be taken as, not being with the cause, whatever the cause might be. So I'm asking a simple question. You're going to get it. I just want to know how much you want of it. You want 20%, 30%, 50%, 100%? I'm 0%. Zero. How much protest or disrespect will you take with your football? Let's go to line two, which would be Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Before I answer your question, I just wanted to share something with you. I was at a store yesterday doing a little bit of work. I saw this little boy run into the store, a little barefoot little kid, must have been maybe seven or something. I noticed he was chasing after an older gentleman that was wearing a veteran hat, that they typically wear, which caught my attention, obviously. And the little boy ran up to him and tapped him on the back and, like, sharp, whipped out his hand and, shook the guy's hand and said, "Thank you for your service, sir." And he was so proud to do it. You know, I watched it, and he was so proud to do it. He ran out of the store. He was his grandmother. And he said, "Grandma, I did it, Grandma, I did it." And he shook my hand, and he was so pumped up, and the smile on his face. And, like, it brought a tear to my eye. I'm not kidding,
That's great, and especially at that young age that he would not only think to do it, but actually have the courage to do it. That's great.
Yeah, it was outstanding. It was just a moment. And all this turmoil and everything that's going on in the country, to witness that at that moment, like, I even needed that, and I was the only one that saw it, but I appreciated it, and I shared it with a couple people that I know, and I was like, wow, that was amazing. And so, things like that are great, that people are teaching kids these things. As far as the kneeling goes and all this stuff, I mean, obviously I don't agree with that, and I'm not going to support that, and if that makes me, whatever the left wants to call me or pigeonhole me as or whatever the case may be, then I guess that's what they're going to do, but it's everywhere. I mean, Amazon, you go to Amazon, you're getting advertisement. You go to Nike, you're getting advertisement, Black Lives Matter, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's coming to a point where there's like a hard line. And you're either on one side of that line or the other side of that line. And if you're not on the side of the line that the left chooses you to be on, then you're racist. I don't know what the rest of these people think and what they're going to do with their lives, but I'm not going to bow down or cower. I'm going to support my country. I'm going to support law enforcement. I'm going to stay true to myself. And if that means, you know, speaking up, whether it be on the radio or at any event or in person anywhere, then it is what it is. But I'll control what I can control. And if I can eliminate the NFL from my life and not have to put myself through, you know, needless protests during the national anthem from players that don't do anything for their communities other than show them on Instagram what new Bentley they just bought, then I'll do something else. And if it means not buying certain products or whatever, then I'll do that too. Whatever I got to do, really. But at the end of the day, you know, if I should die today or tomorrow, I'll know that I passed away being true to myself and true to what I believe and what I stand for. Let them stand what they're going to stand for, but I'm going to they can kneel for what they stand for, but I'm going to stand for what I stand for.
And you stood for it when you wore the uniform of the United States, and that shows a lot. Have you noticed, Terry, that I am, and I think you are, you're willing to hear about disagreements, but we're not willing to see disrespect. That's a difference. You fought for the flag. You want the flag respected. There are different issues you can disagree on, and that's fine. But you'll notice that the people who take the opposite position aren't willing to listen to anything else. They just feel that they have this is their stage and this is their moment, and they're going to take advantage and they're going to cram it down your throat.
You know what? If there wasn't such a double standard and if it wasn't so hypocritical, I mean, you can talk all day about Black Lives Matter, but at the end of the day, when you look at the black-on-black crime rate versus how many white police officers kill black suspects and what those suspects are doing when they're killed, I mean, the numbers don't match up to warrant some sort of argument on systemic racism or that there's just roving patrols of, you know, cops that are out there targeting black people. It's just not true. And when you look at, you know, even in a city like Lubbock, we've had 5 shootings, I think 2 or 3 deaths in the last week or so. They've all been in the black community. The suspects have all been black. The victims have all been black. The police were nowhere to be found with those killings or attempted murders. So somebody tell me exactly how Black Lives Matter when every single day you're out there killing your own kind and then blaming it on me. I'm working 70, 80 hours a week. How do I have white privilege? How am I racist? What did I do to contribute to your drug deal gone wrong? But you can't say that because it makes you a racist. I mean,
well, I hear you loud and clear, and that's what annoys me, too. I love your passion. I love the fact that you speak from a man who used to wear the uniform, and we respect your opinion. Thank you. Thank you very much, Terry. I really appreciate it. And this white privilege garbage. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, the tiebreaker on everything is opportunity. Did you have the same opportunity as somebody else? If you did, but you didn't take advantage of it, it's nobody else's fault but yourself. And you show me examples. You didn't get the job, somebody else got the job. All right, show me examples of why. Was it just because you're a minority? Or was it because of your previous work record or no work record or anything like that? I'd like to know. You can't just throw things out and expect them to stick, and we're supposed to kneel and bow because you said it. Saying it's not enough. How about proving it? You were not given the same opportunity as everybody else. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BB. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. After I read from the head coach of the Buffalo, in the Buffalo News, when I read about the head coach of the Buffalo, Buffalo Bills, saying he will support players, respect their position on things. And then as you read it, total capitulation. Just I guess it's possible to just believe everything that the players believe in. But he's ready to respect their position on anything, and that's what it says in here. It says it starts with something, ends with love. Yeah, ends with love. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at anybody's position, but that sounds like a Beatles song to me. Ra-ta-ta-da-da, all we need is love. I guess love would cure everything. Except maybe things that it doesn't cure. So that's it. And I just want to hear from you because they're going to start. There's the Texans, who are a couple of teams already, the Titans down there, are going to, the head coach will kneel with them. So we got at least two coaches saying they will kneel with the players. We got McDermott saying that he's totally with them no matter what. He doesn't even know what they're going to trot out besides what's already out there. I have no problem respecting people's positions. I don't. You can feel that way. I'll feel this way. That'll be fine. We'll just do our jobs, live our lives, and get on with it. But some people, if you don't believe what they believe, then you're a traitor. Or some people, if you don't believe what they believe, then you're a racist. That comes up all the time, but it comes up so often that it's kind of worn out. So I'm asking, how much protest or disrespect will you take with your football? I will take none. No disrespect at all of our anthem. If you're doing it during our anthem, I'm not with you. I'm sorry. I may like the way you play football. I may like the fact that maybe you make the playoffs this year. Or maybe you won't. But I will not substitute my loyalty to our country for a decent football team that decides to be an activist football team and they all take a knee. I won't do it. I will be out. I'll be gone. I'm only one, but I'm sure there are others. Let's see. Let's go to line one, which would be Jack in Buffalo. Jack, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Called in. Number one, I think I used to have season tickets, and when I stood for the flag, I cried. I actually had tears in my eyes because my dad was a World War II vet. I had friends that came back from Vietnam, friends that didn't come back from Vietnam. And that's what it's all about. It's about the people that fought for our country.
Fought for our flag, for what it represented in our country. Absolutely right.
Oh, my God. And second thing is, Thurman Thomas. Remember when he scored a touchdown? He just handed the ball to the referee.
That was class. That's what you do. Jimmy Brown used to do that, too. And since then, we've got a lot of hot dogs in the league. What I'm afraid of is their basic message is liable to get lost in this because football players don't want to be one of a group, even though they're a group as a team. They want to be an individual. Now, you can't have 11 defensive and 11 offensive individuals protesting their own things. I think it could easily get out of hand.
The last thing is, and I told Joe, I was watching a Today show yesterday morning, and they showed this video of this young black woman. She was standing in her kitchen. She goes, "I want to show you how to make a non-racial breakfast." And what she did was she opened up a box of Aunt Jemima pancake mix, poured it down her kitchen drain, and then grabbed a bottle of maple syrup from Aunt Jemima and poured it down her drain. She goes, "And that's how you make a non-racial breakfast."
Man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Pretty sad that that's all they think of themselves, that they would do something like that. To me, I've never had a racial thought about Aunt Jemima. I've been around Aunt Jemima products my whole life. I just thought it meant, hey, pancakes, pancake syrup, I'm going to have a good meal. And why you would want to take something positive and try and destroy it, you should work the other way. I think you should work toward getting... I remember when it started with commercials. There were never very many black people in commercials. And then once they decided, hey, how come? Then suddenly everybody was black, and now it's 50-50. Have you ever noticed, they'll almost never show a family that's either all black, all white, all Asian, all anything. It's always a mix, because they want to be inclusionary and think that those kind of things are going to have subliminal. See, subliminal advertising is illegal. You can't do it. And that's what they want, a subliminal image of a combination of this and this and this and this. They're trying to make up the world with their own parts.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack. Always good to talk to you. Let's take a break, and then we'll return. We've got a lot of calls today and lots of texts and lots of Facebooks on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. You know, I'm a broadcast veteran. I'm in multi halls of fame. But even I occasionally make a mistake. The commercial that I'm about to read, usually, I put in this slot right there. And then the next one I'll put in a second slot. So everything's very accurate on the show. We just, there it is, pull it out, do it, boom, put it back at the back of the pile, all that. I read the wrong commercial. I gave them a free commercial. That's all right. You know, there are going to be clients that are going to be on the air soon. So you talk about the ultimate spec spot. That's when we do it live on the air. Can you imagine the salesman, Tony, the sales managers? They live and die by their spots and how many people see them or hear them and all this stuff. And they're going, huh? This is going on, but not yet.
Somebody was clutching their chest.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the people going, oh, look, these generators are running out the door. We didn't think it started yet. Well, it didn't, except on this show. All right, so we'll do the other commercial in the next stop set, the one that was actually supposed to run just now. Got it? Good. There we go. So we're asking, how much protest or disrespect will you take with your football? I said I'll take none. I don't want to do that. I will not participate in anything that disrespects our flag or our country. I won't do it. I will not sell my country for a football game. It's not that important. I love football. It's very important to me, but not more than my country. And so that's the end of that. It was an easy decision. Let's go to line 3, and that should be Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Oh, you got me fired up this morning, bud.
Well, I'm glad. That's why we do these shows, yeah.
Or it's for football, and you can blame it all on that linebacker they got from Washington.
Okay.
It's Josh Norman, I believe. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
All right. No tolerance whatsoever. That team's going to cave in this year. Mark my words. Dr. Doom speaks again. that.
Well, what I'm afraid of is I don't think you have on football, you have a lot of people that they play as a team, but they all want individual recognition.
Oh, yeah.
And I think once you start with the taking a knee as a team, it's going to be even further than that. And I don't want to have part of any of that.
Nope. Okay. Now, getting to Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Is Aunt Jemima, okay, Aunt Jemima is the beginning. Now, I got a short list. You better hang on to your Al Jolson records. Amos and Andy.
Amos and Andy, even though they were white, had a tremendous audience. And I'm not saying even if they were white casually, they were playing black. They were people listened, thought they were black.
Exactly. How about Rochester on Jack Benny?
Oh, yeah, he was a butler, basically, a assistant, yeah.
Right, but he did, and you know his routine. I don't want to, you know. And then the other one I got thinking about, I don't know why this popped to mind, Mammy in Gone with the Wind.
Well, yeah, she won an Academy Award for her role. And that's I remember I was very, very, very young the first time I saw that. I didn't see it in its original, but they kept repeating it. You know, they'd bring it back time after time. It'd be on television a lot. Her part, she got everything right. She was the smart one. Scarlett O'Hara listened to her and her alone, basically. Why would you think that was a disrespectful part? I never thought of her as being subservient. I thought of her as the smartest woman in the room and how she would have made a good mother, even though I had a great mother, no problem at all. I'm thinking, wow, that's a pretty cool woman. So I'm having all positive thoughts about who she is. And here they want Gone with the Wind removed because she plays the part of basically a maid, a house servant.
I got another one.
Sure.
My great-great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War to free the slaves. Everybody thinks that the Civil War was all about the slaves.
It's to keep the Union together. That was his top. His slavery was a second issue to Lincoln. Keeping the Union together was the top issue.
Right. But anyways, you got these people that are thinking, they're saying they want reparations up here. For the people up here, I don't think so. Now, maybe I should send a bill because my great-grandfather left his farm to go to fight. Okay, one last one. My wife had it. I wanted to send a thing to you. She got it in her email this morning. There was a girl about 30 years old was on, talking about the Democrat, how bad the Democrat Party was, and that she says, I may not agree with President Trump, but she'd sooner do that than vote for all the crap that Joe Biden stands for.
Oh, Joe Biden has more baggage than United Airlines. I mean, he really does. We've kind of forgotten a little bit about the deals going on with his son and all that because we got sidetracked. And him with the issues of sniffing girls' hair and touching them inappropriately and all of that stuff. They've been kind of put on hold because they got bumped by the virus. But they're still there, and they'll be used in the campaign, I'm sure.
I need to drop those. I should bring up those books that we got and drop them at the station. And then maybe you can get them out to you. Oh, boy, is there some reading on.
Well, I'd like to have them, but we're not even at the station. It won't be until at least, the 1st of September. So. All right, Darryl. Good. Good. Bring up some good points. And those things you were mentioning were all very popular show business opportunities. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, why if, I don't care whether they take Aunt Jemima off the bottle or not. I could care less. But what it stands for, why would you take something that stands for something good and want it removed? Because you didn't like what she stood for. What did she stand for with you that she didn't stand for with us? Meaning me and minorities. There's no negatives at all with Aunt Jemima for me. Could care less. It was a plus. It was a positive. Why would you want that taken out? I would think you'd be fighting the other way to get images put on. So I think that goes cross-message.
Sandy, you know, should we be offended at Chef Boyardee for portraying an Italian pasta when it's actually nothing like we would eat?
It's nothing like we would eat at all, unless we were at Gitmo and we didn't like the luncheon selection. Their ravioli especially was pretty revolting, as I recall. It wasn't like grandma's.
Hey, Ma, what's for dinner? Chef Boyardee!
Look at the example, Tony. They don't like her. Italians, we get stuck with mafia, mob stuff all the time. And that is negative. Where she's not negative at all. So I don't see why they would want her off. And the various other symbols, as I said, Mammy in Gone with the Wind was usually the smartest person in the room. So why would you want that taken down? Not even have the film shown because of it. There was about the Civil War was going on. Certainly that's no day at the beach. But what I'm saying, as far as individuals and what they represent, Aunt Mammy represents a lot of positive things. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll be back with Beach and Company after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.